ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Hare Krishna. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 7, Chapter entitled Lord Shiva Saves the Universe, Verse 33. Yeto Atma Rama Guru Bhirdi Chintangrihi. येत आत्मा राम गुरुभिर् हृदि चिन्ते सांग्रहि द्वन्द्वं चरन्तमुमया तपसाभित्तप्तम् द्वन्द्वं चरन्तमुमया तपसाभित्तप्तम् कथान्त उग्र परुषं निरन्तं श्मशाने कथान्त उग्र परुषं निरन्तं श्मशाने तेनोनमुतिम् अविदं स्तव हातलज्जः तेनोनमुतिम् अविदं स्तव हातलज्जः ये तो आत्मा राम गुरुभिर्हृदि चिन्तिताङ्गृहि द्वन्द्वं चरन्तमुमया तपसाभितप्तम् कथान्त उग्र परुषं निरन्तं श्मशाने तेनोनमुतिम् अविदं स्तव हातलज्जः ये तो आत्मा राम गुरुभिर्हृदि चिन्तिताङ्गृहि द्वन्द्वं चरन्तौ मया तपसाभितप्तम् कथान्त उग्र परुषं निरन्तं श्मशाने तेनोनमुतिम् अविदं स्तव हातलज्जः राम गुरुभिरिति चिन्तिताङ्गृहि द्वन्द्वं चरन्तमुमया तपसाभितप्तम् कथन्त उग्रपरुषं निरन्तं श्मशाने तेनोनं मुतिम् अविदं स्तव हातलज्जः हेतो आत्मराम गुरुभिरिति चिन्तिताङ्घ्रि द्वन्द्वं चरन्तमुमया तपसाभितप्तम् कथान्त उग्रपरुषं निरन्तं श्मशाने तेनोनमुदिम् अविदं स्तव हातलज्जः ये तो आत्मा राम गुरुभिरिति चिन्तिताङ्गृहि द्वन्द्वं चरन्तमुमया तपसाभितप्तम् कथन्त उग्रपरुषं निरन्तं श्मशाने तेनोनमुतिम् अदिवं स्तव हातलज्जः Mataji's? Word to word meaning. ये persons who to indeed Atmarama Guru Bihi, by those who are self-satisfied and who are considered to be spiritual masters of the world. Riddhi within the heart. Chintitang Grihi Dvandvam. Thinking of your two lotus feet. Charantam. Moving. Umaya. With your consort Uma. Tapasa Abhitaptam. Highly advanced through practice of austerity and penance. Kathante. Criticize your acts. Ugraparusham. Not a gentle person. Nirantam. Always. Shamshane. In the crematorium. Te. Such persons. Noonam. Indeed. Utim. Such activities. Avidan. Not knowing. Tava. Your activities. Hatalajjaha. Shameless. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Exalted, self-satisfied persons who preach to the entire world. Think of your lotus feet constantly within their hearts. However, when persons who do not know your austerities see you moving with Uma, they misunderstand you to be lusty. Or when they see you wandering in the crematorium, they mistakenly think that you are ferocious and envious. Certainly they are shameless. They cannot understand your activities. Purport. Lord Shiva is the topmost Vaishnava. Vaishnavanam yatha shambhu. It is therefore said, Vaishnavera kriya mudra vigyena bhujaye. Even the most intelligent person cannot understand what a Vaishnava like Lord Shiva is doing or how he is acting. Those who are conquered by lusty desires and anger cannot estimate the glories of Lord Shiva, whose position is always transcendental. In all the activities associated with lusty desires, Lord Shiva is an implement of Atmarama. Ordinary persons, therefore, should not try to understand Lord Shiva and his activities. One who tries to criticize the activities of Lord Shiva is shameless. Please repeat the translation. Exalted, self-satisfied persons who preach to the entire world. Think of your lotus feet constantly within their hearts. However, when persons who do not know your austerity see you moving with Uma, they misunderstand you to be lusty. Or when they see you wandering in the crematorium, they mistakenly think that you are ferocious and envious. Certainly they are shameless. They cannot understand your activities. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dena Tasmaya Shri Guruven Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Dena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathambitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Dita Shri Vishakhamitamsya Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swaminite Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮನೆ ಗೌರತುಷೇ ನಮಃ. ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೀನಬಂಧು ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮಸ್ತೆ. ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೀ ರಾಧೆ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನು ಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯ. ವಾಂಛಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ್ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಫ್ಯೂ ಡೇಸ್ ದ ಡಿಸ್ಕಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶಿವ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಷನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಡ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ದ ಡಿಫ್ರೆನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸಿಮಿಲಾರಿಟೀಸ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಅಂಡ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶಿವ. ಸೊ ಐ ಥಾಟ್ ಟುಡೇ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವಿಲ್ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂ, ಬಟ್ ದೆನ್ ದ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ demigods, after praying the glorification to Lord Shiva, they are coming to the word of caution for the people who criticize Lord Shiva. The two reasons they are given is they think that Lord Shiva is always traveling with his consort Uma, so he is lusty. And another, because he always stays in crematorium giving association to the ghost. So people think he is ferocious and envious. Two reasons. And then Prabhupada in the purport, he speaks that how Vaishnavanam yatha shambhu, Lord Shiva is the topmost Vaishnava, and it is not possible for even the most intelligent of the beings to understand the activities of Vaishnava. Vaishnavera kriya mudra vigya na bhujaye. And then Prabhupada says that how people who are actually lusty and afflicted with anger, they cannot understand or estimate the glories of Lord Shiva. And that is why they offend him. So we have seen in Bhagavatam, in Chaitanya Charitamrita many times, what is the result of misunderstanding a Vaishnava. May not be necessarily a direct offense, but definitely misunderstanding may lead to offense. And this is because of the offensive attitude, because of envy, because of lust. We see example of Ramchandrapuri. He came to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his room Gambhira, and then he saw some ants are, you know, they are crawling in the room. And immediately he came to the conclusion that Lord Chaitanya has taken a lot of sweets. Being a sannyasi who is making a show of renunciation, but in his room he is eating a lot of sweets. And we know the result. He offended his guru, he offended other Vaishnavas, he offended Lord Chaitanya, and eventually led to the destruction. Another example in Bhagavatam is Daksha. Daksha Prajapati, when he was coming for the sacrifice, and he saw Lord Shiva, obviously Lord Brahma being his father, you know, he didn't stood up. But Lord Shiva being absorbed in at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, he didn't stand up. And Daksha thought it to be an offense. Without understanding, and we know what happened, entire Daksha Sabha was destroyed, the Yajna was destroyed, and again it has to be, Lord Brahma has to go and pacify Lord Shiva, and then again the Yajna was performed, but Daksha lost his head and got the head of a goat. So many a times it has been seen that we mistake a devotee. We misunderstand a Vaishnava and think without knowing everything we come to a judgment or a conclusion. And we label that person so and so. Like Daksha, without understanding the glories of Lord Shiva, he labeled him that he started blaspheming Lord Shiva, that his father-in-law is coming here and he's not standing up. So this is a perception which we make, and based on this perception we judge the other devotees. And this is coming from the anarthas we have in our heart: lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy. That is how this perception comes. So we know the result, but obviously in our practical day-to-day life also we see similar things happening. We judge the other person immediately when we see a little bit of action or inaction. We judge the person. A sadhak or even an ordinary person, one who is very slow, he does things very slowly. He will, when see another person who is doing things very fast, he will say he is in passion. A sadhaka will say, oh, he is doing prayas too much. This is passion. And the other person, he may judge this person, he is saying he is in tamas, ignorance. Without knowing the reason, we label the person, he is in mode of goodness, passion or ignorance. Or this devotee, this sadhaka, he is like, you know, with this characteristics, he is like this. Now what? Even Chatush Kumar, Jai Vijay, they misunderstood Chatush Kumar. Then Chatush Kumar misunderstood and then they cursed. And when Lord Vishnu came and he clarified, because they were doing their duty. So sometimes even a person doing his duty is misunderstood. The world is like that. They were doing their duty, but they were misunderstood. So we also have to understand that how we see the other person. It is not that the other person, definitely other person may be influenced by the three modes, but it is our mode which is reflecting in our thought process, in our speech. And in labeling or judging the other devotee, it is our own modes. Now what, it may not, because we are doing intentionally sometime and unintentionally. It may lead to an offense, it may not lead to such a grave offense. It depends. But definitely it creates an impediment in our advancement in Krishna consciousness. We don't understand why this devotee is acting in a certain way and we start talking about him, that will be an impediment on the path of advancement of Krishna consciousness. Shri Shri Radharasa Bihari Bhagwan Ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Shri Shri Gaurnitai Ki. So how do we deal and what is the cause? The cause here is given is the lust and the anger. It is our own desire to enjoy. And we have heard this statement, Atmavat Manyate Jagat, that we see the world or all the people in the world through our own lens, through our own eyes, with the perception that what we think for ourselves should be right for others also, without understanding the variety. Other devotee may be doing some service with different motivation, or with different he may be performing his activity differently, but we have the tendency to judge. So that is what is being said. The reason is our own desire to enjoy. we become envious because of that. So how do we deal with it? How do we curb this? Otherwise, the consequences will be tough on us. Anyone who is practicing, this will be very tough for the advancement if we always judge the persons, people. The first thing is we have to understand that there's a variety. Even within devotional service, everyone has a different way to perform the same activity. And we don't know what is the motivation. What is his motivation? And that is why here in the first canto, when Parikshit Maharaj, he saw that Kali personified was misbehaving or beating a bull and the cow. The bull was Dharmaraj. So Parikshit Maharaj, he asked the Dharma that who has caused suffering to you? So what answer he has given, I'll just read two translations, will not go into purport. He says, O greatest among the human beings, it is very difficult to ascertain the particular miscreant who has caused our sufferings. Because we are bewildered by all the different opinions of theoretical philosophers. So it was very clear that this person who was dressed like a king, a Kali personified, is actually beating and breaking, has broken the legs of bull, the Dharma. And Parikshit Maharaj saw. Still Parikshit Maharaj is asking. So when we get some suffering or some problem from another being, we immediately come to the conclusion that he is the cause of my suffering. The Prabhupada says that this is the problem. In the purport he says. Here, the Dharma is saying, no, I don't know. In the next translation, he talks about different philosophies. Some of the philosophers who deny all sort of duality declare that one's own self is responsible for his personal happiness and distress. Others say that superhuman powers are responsible, while yet others say that the activity is responsible, and the gross materialists maintain that nature is the ultimate cause. There are some thinkers who believe that no one can ascertain the cause of distress by argumentation, nor know it by imagination, nor express it by words. O sage amongst the king, judge for yourself by thinking all over this with your own intelligence. So even when king is asking, he is not replying. It was very clear, very obvious. So then Parikshit Maharaj understands that he is not an ordinary person. Then he says, you are the religion personified. So, whenever we face, everyone, whenever they are suppressed, they will speak up. Who are afflicted with modes. It's very difficult to digest the suffering given to us. And when we, sometimes we see obviously that, you know, this person, but we don't know why this person is giving. And then it leads to offenses, Vaishnava aparad, which does not allow us to taste the holy name. We don't get that taste in holy name. We cannot chant. So this directly affects our chanting, our sadhana bhakti. So these are the reasons given that our own anarthas, our own desires, and to deal with it is to come out of that. How? Because it is affecting the holy name, it is affecting our chanting of holy name. So if we attentively chant, as yesterday Bhima Prabhu was saying, that even if you are chanting offensively, that is better than not chanting. Sometimes someone may get discouraged that I am chanting with so many offenses, better not to chant and not to commit offenses. But Prabhupada also said that you continue chanting. This chanting will clarify the anarthas. So the chanting itself will clear all these misconceptions and all the wrong perceptions or the anarthas in our heart. So attentive chanting, this holy name week is going, and we were told to speak a little bit about holy name. So how do we come to attentive chanting? Malati Mataji, she asked Prabhupada that what do we do and what do we not do while chanting? Prabhupada said, just chant and hear. Do not think of anything else. So Prabhupada was very simply giving answer that you just chant and you hear. But when we practice, for us, it's not so easy. Just chant and hear. Depends on what is influencing us. If we have done good amount of bhakti in previous life, then it may help us to smoothen this process. Just chant and hear. But if not, then what? So we have to be attentive in chanting. But we struggle for that attentiveness. And sometimes we get success, but we still see that struggle is going on. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one of the reasons he says that apathy, that no emotions or sentiments towards the chanting, towards the holy name, leads to inattentive chanting. So how do we develop the sentiments or connection with the holy name? If you take the examples in this material world, how do we get attached, or how do we develop relationship with any person? If two people have to develop relationship, they come together, they spend time, they talk, they listen to each other, they engage in activity, and even if they are not together, they think about the other person. We heard that Krishna, 2 days back we heard that Krishna loves us. It is our part which we have to do. So holy name is already there. And Harinam Prabhu is doing his own part. So connection has to be developed from our side. The relationship has to be developed from our side. And the first and the foremost thing required to develop relationship, after understanding that we have to develop, after the desire, the first action is spend time. We talk about spending quality time. When we spend quality time with the person, we develop relationship. Like even devotees, they say we should spend time, quality time with other devotees. We should spend quality time in reading Bhagavatam. So when we spend that, what is that quality? That is attentiveness. So are we spending, if we are spending quality time with Hare Krishna Mahamantra, definitely we will develop relationship. And we will come out of this apathy. And every one of us have experienced even in the material side and in the spiritual side. When we develop a taste for some particular service, someone for book distribution, someone develop for preaching, some develop for pujari services, every devotee has a different inclination and they develop that service attitude. They continue. Years after the years, they continue that service because they have some taste. Otherwise, how it is possible for someone to continue the service without the taste? Something we are deriving. But when we are chanting the holy name, we are not able to get that taste or sufficient taste. So we have to spend the quality time. We read about holy name, we hear about holy name, we do kirtan. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he says that the more you perform sankirtan, congregational chanting, the more you get taste in the chanting of holy name, in the japa. This congregational chanting will lead to taste in the japa. So that is also one way. Yesterday all the devotees went for congregational chanting. Now if you chant and dance, then it will lead to the taste of holy name. So practical, some devotees were discussing that we are chanting in the morning and due to some or the other reason, sometimes we will feel asleep, our mind is wandering, and we are not able to chant nicely. So in the daytime, when we are wide awakened, that time we should spend quality time with the holy name. Even if morning has gone, that Brahma Muhurat time, and we couldn't do that, at least in the daytime, we take out some time spent with holy name. In the morning also, many devotees have realized that when the mind goes off the holy name, then you feel sleepy. When we are chanting and hearing, that time we don't feel sleepy, even if we are tired. So attentive chanting at a gross level. Many times we see that mind is wandering, but what about the gross level? Devotees, apart from chanting, if we are doing other things with our body, either scrolling the mobile or talking or reading something or just going here and there and just observing the nature, how is the weather today? So this reduces the quality. If we go around chanting in the temple just because we have to walk, someone says, because a doctor told me to walk, okay, I'm walking. But then you walk and you just chant. We read what is written. Even though we have 1,000 times read, the same thing we read again. We see the pictures or the mobile or we talk to someone else. There are some devotees I've seen have their laptop screen working and then chanting in the Brahma Muhurat time. Sit in their own cozy zone and open the laptop and something is definitely going on the laptop and chanting. So we cannot fool Krishna. We cannot fool the holy name. So because we are not spending quality time, forget that where mind is going. Mind is a subtle thing, no? It's difficult. But what about gross body? Our tongue, except vibrating holy name, is vibrating many other things. Our ears, instead of hearing holy name, hearing many things. Our eyes are wandering, seeing. And mind will trick in another way. We may be sitting and the doors of the altar are closed. Then you may see, oh, these 24 avatars. Then this is on the golden form is there. And the mind will go away. So at least we should control our eyes. We talk on the phone. We read the messages. All while chanting. We talk to devotees. We walk with devotees. We talk. And in between when other devotees... This is very funny that another devotee is talking, then I am chanting. And then I am talking, he is chanting. And somehow, 2 hours of walking and we complete our chanting. And then we expect we should get taste in holy name. So what effort are we putting to chant? how we'll get rest. Even materialistic people outside, you go to Asia, many devotees are working or they have experienced before, you know, your boss will come and say, spend some time. Don't get distracted. These are all things they will tell you. Don't get distracted. Focus on your work. Spend time. And we have done those things. But now when it comes to chanting, you're not able to do. And there's a root cause. Not able to chant attentively. We are not chanting nicely. Other things are getting affected. Our consciousness is not getting uplifted as it should with the speed. So spending quality time is developing relationship with the Holy Name. How much are we meditating on our chanting? Okay, we chanted in the morning. At 7:15 we have completed 16 rounds. We didn't get time. We should chant extra rounds. That will help us to develop further relationship. Okay, even if we don't get, how many times in a day are we meditating on our own chanting? That how is my chanting going? Burijan Prabhu, he gives workshops on chanting. So he has written this book, Japa. Very nice book. He talks, at least while you are chanting, you should pay attention to one syllable, one word, one mantra. And then he talks further about mind. That how mind takes us away. And how different ways mind will cheat us. So how much are we meditating to improve? Like they say, it's a Japanese phenomena, Kaizen. Kaizen is a Japanese word which means continuous improvement. So today, he says, Burijan Prabhu says, today you chanted 16 rounds. That means 16 into 108. So many Maha mantras. And you are not able to hear attentively even one. So focus on one Maha mantra. Focus on one mantra. Sometimes the mind will trick that, you know, somehow 15 rounds I have chanted and it was all unattentive chanting. Now what this last I could do? Nothing. So we should not lose hope. Even if one mantra we hear today, tomorrow we'll hear two mantras. Because that one mantra goes inside, will purify, and tomorrow we can hear two mantras. Three mantras. Yesterday I was with one devotee and he was like getting little out of hope. So I just was counting. If you chant 16 rounds every day, almost 10, and in a daytime we say Hare Krishna, or in the Kirtan we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, almost 10 lakh, 1 million holy names you are chanting in 1 year. 10 lakhs. I said at least out of 10 lakhs we should hear some. That will purify us and get ready for next. But that is goodness. To be in present, to be present in the present tense. When we sit for chanting, we are more worried about future, how my chanting will go. And after some rounds, we go in the past, how my chanting was. And we forget what is going on. If I'm talking to someone and I'm, you know, the person is talking to me and I'm not paying attention. In communication they teach. If you're not paying attention, I'm working on my laptop and this person is talking, he'll be put off. Because I'm not paying attention to him. I may say I'm listening to you, you continue talking. But he can see that my body language is not, you know, with him. I'm not listening to him attentively. The same is with the chanting. The guest has come. When we are chanting, Nam Prabhu has come and we don't pay attention. So this is quality time. As we are spending time with developing relationship with people, we should develop same with Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And then gradually we'll pick it up. And how many times opportunity are given? Unlimited times. If somehow today we couldn't do that, tomorrow is the day. We should start somewhere. Start developing the relationship. So when you have developed relationship, then attention has to come. Like this word, dhyayato vishayan punsa, sangasteshu pujayate. This is Krishna is giving in the negative side. Similarly, it can be applied to the positive side. If that vishay is Krishna, the holy name, the spiritual, then we meditate on Krishna, we meditate on a holy name, then we develop that sangha. Sangat sanjayate kama. What is the stage of kama? Is that stage of lust when a person is determined to do the activity even if there are many obstacles. Whatever may come, I will do this activity. So even with all the obstacles, we will attentively chant. That is the stage we have to come. So there may be disturbance, and sometimes devotees may travel in the train, and the sound and the public, but we will chant attentively because we have developed that relationship with the holy name. So rather than just mechanically working, if we start working on developing relationships, then we can. How that will happen? Spend time. Chanting is the only solution. How to chant attentively? Chant. Prabhupada said, the drunkard, he just drinks and drinks and drinks liquor, and he becomes drunkard. So if we have to become expert chanter, we have to just chant, chant and chant. So this is the opportunity that and these festivals or these special occasions help us to come, you know, like we stay in a family. So when we stay in a family, our devotees stay in a community. And on a day-to-day, you know, relationship, we may not pay attention to certain devotees because everyone is busy. But suddenly, you know, either some festival comes or two devotees are sent out on Sankirtan, then they have time. Or if one devotee, he fell sick and he is hospitalized, other devotee goes and attends him in hospital. Then they develop that relationship. Then bonding is again revived. So these festivals, like this Holy Name Week is going on, it was announced that devotees should try to chant more rounds. So we should take this opportunity that at least these 9 days, let me chant some more rounds. Or Ekadashis, or other festivals, or Kartik is coming. Some devotees, they chant more rounds in entire Chaturmas. So we develop little bit of taste, we'll try to find out the opportunities to chant more rounds. We'll find the opportunities and we'll find the time. The thing which you like to do most, you will find out the time. Then we will not say we don't have time, we have other services to do. No, we will still do that. How we attentively eat prasad. His grace Brahmanand Prabhu, and he would eat a lot. And when he will eat, he does not like anyone to disturb, talk to him. So he will go to his room, close the door and put the, you know, paper. Please do not disturb, I am in samadhi. While he said, I should not be disturbed when I am eating prasad. Now, we may say, but I am also chanting and devotees come and disturb. No, hardly anyone. Sometimes some services, some here and there. If we are not focused, you will see some devotee will definitely come and talk to you. The another unfocused person. We are wandering here and there looking, then another person looking here and there, and they'll come. And sometimes the mind will trick that 5 minutes have passed and no one is coming and talking to me. Is there anything wrong? Let me go and ask to some devotee. Let me go and talk. Let me take initiatives. So we talk. So we lose on that relationship for which we have come here. We came to Krishna consciousness, we came to this Hare Krishna movement to develop relationship, to revive the relationship with Krishna. And here is the opportunity by chanting. And without quality, without deepening that attentiveness, deepening that relationship, we cannot develop. And all these anarthas will only increase. Because now we are staying in the community of devotees, and we judge it's more dangerous than we were staying outside and judging outside people. Because now it will lead to aparadh. So we lose the focus. So to be on focus, I have to chant. I met many devotees who have spent more than 30 years in ISKCON. You know, sannyasis or other devotees. And I asked them that what is the thing that has kept you, you know, moving on and on for 30 years, 35 years in ISKCON. And you are still going on. What is the motivation? Or what should be our focus for youngsters like us? Most of the devotees, almost everyone, they said, the chanting. Initially we may feel, oh, services, oh, philosophy and this and that. Time, that's okay initially to engage, but it is chanting which will keep us going in the movement and continue our bhakti. Once His Holiness Bhaktirasamrita Swami Maharaj, we got some students, and they're all new students, not even chanting one round. Sometime one round, sometime not chanting. And I said, Maharaj, could you please give a session to them? He spoke for 1 hour. And out of 1 hour, then, because these students were from Jaipur, you know, he spoke about Jaipur, the deities of Jaipur, then he spoke about process of bhakti, and then almost last 20 minutes, he focused on chanting. Chanting 16 rounds every day. And last week I was talking to Braj Jaipur, same thing. He said, chanting is one thing which will keep you. But then the chanting will give us taste when we spend quality time. This is the opportunity to read more about chanting, to hear more about chanting, to actually chant more rounds. And relish the festival of World Holy Name Week. So, this will take care of the anarthas or all the negative things in our heart. Holy Name will take care. It's like if the room is dark, completely pitch dark, and we are stuck inside, and we are told that, you know, you remove the darkness. What we'll do? We'll push the darkness out? It will not go. But if you bring the light, darkness will automatically go. So rather than working, you know, on an individual thing, if we start our chanting, attentively, if we chant our rounds attentively, Holy Name will take care. We should obviously control other things, but Holy Name will take care of the internal fact. So we have to spend time and chant rather than judging and criticizing other devotees, like it is mentioned about Lord Shiva. Everywhere in Bhagavatam or other scriptures, this is shown again and again, this criticism of devotees and what it leads to. It leads to destruction. And only increase our duration in the material world. It will only increase our duration in the material. So this is what we saw today. Demigods are glorifying Lord Shiva and they are giving a word of caution to all the people who think that Lord Shiva is lusty because he travels with... I mean, it's very easy. If some saffron, you know, sannyasi, we see outside, this is what is happening. There are people who in saffron dress, they go beg and night they go home to their wives. So we see sometimes we go out, Haridwar, Rishikesh, wherever we travel, some saffron person, you know, along with his wife, holding hand in hand. It's here, people see Lord Shiva like that. But demigod Lord Shiva is not like those ordinary people. And Chitraketu Maharaj, Vishwanath Chakra Thakur said he should not have said that. Even though jokingly it was. So they think because the person, he may have that anartha, he will think the other person also has anartha. And then out of his compassion, out of his sheer compassion, he gives mercy to all the bhutas and pishachas and all. So Lord Shiva is known as Bhutanath. And he stays in crematory. He wears a dress like that. Maybe just to develop that familiarity with the people that they can connect. It helps in connecting the appearance. But he gives mercy. So when we chant, we will not get into this category of criticizing the devotees, which is a biggest impediment on the path of devotional service. Hare Krishna. So I request all devotees to bless me because I also am in this category of criticizing and judging, and I can attentively chant and come out of this anartha. Helps me to grow in bhakti and in turn do service for Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Any comments?
One comment I have, Chakravarti Prabhu, very nice class.
It will come, Sangal.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yeah, Chakravarti Prabhu, just one comment that it was very nice class.
Any more comments or questions?
Hare Krishna. So, Lord Shiva is the greatest of all Vaishnavas and he is chanting the Lord's holy name always. And Ananta says he is also expansion of Lord, he is also chanting continuously the glories. And few sessions before we have heard that Lord Shiva is none other than Vishnu. So,
what?
None other than Vishnu. So, is it that every expansion of Krishna chants his name?
Every expansion of Krishna chants his whose? Krishna's name?
Krishna's name. Like Vishnu is also expansion.
Yes, Lord Narayana does. There's one past time Lord Narayana wanted to meet Krishna and so, you know, he arranged everything. There's one, I don't know where, some temple is there where Lord Narayana is sitting in tapasya, apart from Badrinath, where he's chanting. Lord Ananta does, Lord Balram does, Nityananda Prabhu. Obviously, he comes. So everyone, they're chanting, as well, I know. Prabhuji can explain more.
So, as Tattva, Krishna is supreme enjoyer and all his expansions, they give him enjoyment. So even if personalities like Varadev, Vamandev may not be sitting and chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but whatever they are doing, they give enjoyment to Krishna. So I have never come across something that all expansions are sitting and chanting like Anant Shesh or Lord Shiva, but they all consider eventually themselves as servant of Krishna, though they don't behave as a servant of Krishna as other jivas do. Like Lord Balram, he may behave as an elder brother, but still he internally understands that I am servant of Krishna. So whatever they do, it gives enjoyment to Krishna. Okay?
Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki.